Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, hey everybody, it's J. Stu. Once again, we are at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics, and actually, it's our first podcast of 2014 because bronchitis kicked my ass. But we're back, and we're back with our friend Jeff. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Feeling better than bronchitis.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear, actually. I just want to mention that you guys have rearranged the store a little bit, and it looks awesome, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, we replaced some of our older shelves that we put in when we first opened and put up some new metal racking and that type of thing in a few different places. So
yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, it's been constantly changing the last few weeks. Either Joel or I shift things around just depending on our mood and if we're not happy with something yet or, yeah, constantly.
Well, yet another reason to come check the store out and be impressed like I was. So because we haven't podcasted in a while, I've got a lot to talk to you about today,
sure. Actually.
I want to get your opinion on a few movie-related things. First of all, a lot of Ant-Man news lately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of casting news has come out of there. Of course, Paul Rudd is playing the title character. The one that interested me the most, though, Michael Douglas got cast as Henry Pym.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see where they're going with the story.
Yeah, I'm a longtime fan of that character since I was 8 years old, so the casting took me by surprise.
Yeah.
He's almost 70, so I think...
Exactly. That's why I think it's kind of interesting, because they're obviously playing as... My guess is that Hank Pym has been, you know, a scientist in his field for decades, and, you know, I'm guessing they're going with Scott Lang. I guess they, in theory, could still go with the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent guy whose name I can never remember.
Eric O'Grady?
That was it, yeah.
I think I heard Scott Lang's name when they were talking about Rudd. That's a character I never would have imagined in a Marvel movie. But they seem to know what they're doing, I guess.
Hopefully.
I hope so. Douglas is a good actor at all. Just
absolutely.
I never would have pictured him as Pym.
Yeah, they're obviously going in a different direction than I think what we expected.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all thought Rudd was going to be Pym when he was cast, which would have been fantastic.
I assumed as much. I figured he was 40-ish, you know,
about
the age I would have expected Pym to be.
Now, if we're going with that, like, who do you think they're going to get for the Wasp?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. I mean, my first thought is I hope they don't. I'm not a fan of the Wasp character, never have been. Yeah. You know, in all my years of comic reading, I found her annoying.
Yeah, she kind of is.
So, I honestly, I haven't really thought about it at all. I'm kind of a fan of going with no names, to be honest.
Yeah.
To go get an actor who isn't known for other stuff, you know. So,
yeah,
we'll see what
happens. So, Ant-Man's now coming out in July of next year. They've actually gotten the time that was recently vacated by the Superman-Batman movie.
Yeah.
Push that back a year.
Yeah.
Is that going to help or hurt the movie, do you think?
Batman-Superman?
Yeah.
I think it helps it. I think it lends credibility to the rumor that they're going to do Batman and Superman back-to-back with the Justice League, which also makes sense when you consider how many rumors we're seeing for casting people. And they keep saying, you know, they're casting Wonder Woman for Batman and Superman. They're looking at Aquaman for Wonder Woman and Batman, or Batman and Superman. And
Green Lantern.
You know, all of that stuff. Yeah. So my mentality is that just lends credibility to that. Yeah, they show up at the end of Batman and Superman as the Justice League. I wouldn't be surprised if it's something where Batman puts it together in secret.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then they need to have them signed so that they can immediately move into the other movie. And, I mean, the other movie, I'm pretty sure Justice League has been scheduled for 2017 for a while. So I don't think you'd want two years between the movies.
No.
So I think that's why they push Batman and Superman back.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think it's going to help. Rushing it, which is good.
Absolutely.
What else? What are your thoughts on some of the rumors, like Dwayne Johnson as Lantern or Josh Holloway as Aquaman?
I really like the Josh Holloway one. The more I thought about that, the more I like it.
Better than the Jason Momoa as Aquaman, I think.
Yes. No, I really like the idea of that guy playing Aquaman. And, I mean, in all honesty, I've only seen him in Lost and his little guest appearance in the one paintball episode of Community, which he was awesome. But, yeah, I hope that's kind of where they go. The Rock as, like, a Jon Stewart. Can't say I'm a huge Jon Stewart fan, but I love The Rock.
I still want to see him play Black Adam.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, too.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I bet he could probably pull it off, make it very cool. just not a huge fan of the John Stewart Green Lantern.
Yeah, me neither.
Never happened.
Fair enough. And then as far as Marvel rumors go, were you ever a fan of Doctor Strange at all?
No.
No?
He's neat, and I've wanted to like him many, yeah. many times. It's never happened. The story's always found weak. They always seem to be very repetitive. His foes are, with the exception of the Dread Dormammu, the rest of them kind of suck.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, and now we have a bunch of comic book
But news. I did like, because they cast dude from Mad Men in that, didn't they?
He's rumored.
I like that rumor a lot, and I would be very interested in seeing what they did with it if they do cast him.
A lot of get case through out to a Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, as far as comics go, a lot of comic book news this last week. I know you're sad about Nightwing being canceled.
I am sad about Nightwing being canceled, but I think it's just being done to feed into the Forever Evil story.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly don't think he's going to die.
No.
I think it's just a matter of if they've got the solicitations for a Nightwing book down the road, clearly there's no impact from Forever Evil. So I think they have to cancel it so that they can either take Dick Grayson off the table for a while, put him in a new identity, make him blonde, whatever they decide to do. I think that's all it is. It's kind of a story tool.
Cool. And he's your favorite character,
absolutely,
right?
He is.
Okay. So, other news, Teen Titans ending with issue 30.
Thank God.
Not a fan?
They'll relaunch that at some point. I've disliked it since the New 52 launched.
Yeah, me too.
They had Tim Drake for the most part right, but the rest of the characters I wasn't a fan of. I don't like Superboy in the New 52. I liked him a lot just prior to it.
Oh, yeah, when he was Connor Kent.
Yeah, when he was Connor Kent. He just had the T-shirt and jeans. I was a big fan of that. Not a huge fan of Kid Flash right now.
No.
Raven, I don't like at all. I really, really liked Rose Wilson Ravager prior to the New 52, so...
Yeah,
I wasn't a big fan of the New 52 stuff, so I'm okay with it ending. It's not going to go anywhere. Titans will always be around, so it'll be back at some point.
That's good to hear. And Wally West is finally coming back with Flash Annual 3.
Yeah.
Barry or Wally, who were you a big fan of?
Wally.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Wally was the one where I got hooked on the Flash. So I'm excited to see him come back. I know people keep thinking that is him in that kind of bluish costume. I know I read an interview with Brett Booth, who's the artist on it. I think he's writing the annual.
Okay.
And he's like, that's the Flash from the future. And he did make an off-the-cuff comment that Wally is on the cover. Pretty sure he's the kid spray painting.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's the costume.
Yeah, I can't wait. He was definitely my favorite growing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
His whole series for the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. I remember trying to read The Flash before because I loved the concept of it. If I had a superpower, I'd want it to be super speed, of course. But I remember trying to read The Flash before Crisis and stuff like that, and it just being boring, to be honest. I found it very boring, especially like the trial of The Flash. And,
yeah.
You know, all of that stuff, it dragged on forever, and it just didn't work for me. And then when I started reading Wally, yeah, that was huge for me.
That's fantastic. I was sad when Barry came back, actually.
Yeah, I wasn't happy that they brought Barry back.
Oh, well. I don't know, this is exciting news to me, but Ted Kord's coming back, Blue Beetle.
I like that. I also heard rumors that Jeff Johns in Brazil or something made some off-the-cuff comment about Booster Gold, him working on Booster Gold again, so... If any luck, it'll be a combination of the two. Now, that being said, I really like Jaime Reyes as Blue Beetle.
He's all right.
I like him a lot. I don't think they're going to bring Ted Kord back as the Blue Beetle. I think he's just going to be...
Plain old Ted Kord?
Yeah. I expect... they said he's going to play a role in Justice League, so I expect almost like a tech guy.
Oh, okay.
Who works there. Yeah. Dear, I don't know.
I was always a fan of that character. I didn't like the way they killed him off.
I liked the way they killed him off because it made him a hero. It showed you how good he was after years of them just making him a joke. And I love the fact that you know, I'm pretty sure it was Johns, if I'm remembering correctly. Jeff Johns wrote it.
He had a part in it.
Yeah,
I know that.
But I really liked the idea that they showed that this guy knew what he was doing. He was competent. He was a hero, not just, you know, a comedic relief for a book. You know, I'm not a huge, I've read some of it, and some of it's great, the, you know, the wah-ha-ha-ha.
Oh yeah, the funny JLA,
Justice League of International, but yeah, I liked I liked how he died because they showed that what he's capable of again before he did.
Yeah. Okay. And thoughts on Justice League Canada?
Justice League United?
Justice League United. Now, yeah, they're based in Canada and out of space for some reason.
Yeah.
And
I'm not that thrilled with it.
No?
Yeah, there isn't a character in the book that I'm really excited about. I like Green Arrow. Mm-hmm. I like Stargirl. They haven't really done anything in the New 52 with them. And it sounds like I'm bad-mouthing the New 52, but I love it. Stargirl hasn't really had a chance to shine, I don't think. The same with Green Arrow. His book was weak to begin with, and with Lemire on it now, it's much better.
But, I loved it when they rebooted it.
But there's nobody in that book. Like, I'm not sure I'm okay with Lemire's take on Adam Strange, him being more of a science guy and his wife being the adventurer. That's cool, but why is he in the suit then?
Yeah.
Martian Manhunter's not a huge character for me, and Animal Man's not a huge character for me. So
I think Supergirl the team on the whole, too.
Supergirl, yeah. The team on the whole, when I first saw it, I was just kind of like, can't say I'm overly excited about that. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see Superman or Flash pop up in there since they're missing from Justice League. So I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Okay. Could be interesting. And I know you're probably excited that the Superior Spider-Man is done with issue 31.
It's funny. I'm actually excited about the last storyline, the Goblin World or whatever the story is called, because that's the only thing about the book that I've really liked.
Okay.
Is that kind of thread in the background of the Green Goblin is now the Goblin King and Hobgoblin is now the Goblin Knight. And
yeah.
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're getting an all-new Amazing Spider-Man 1 soon.
Bringing Peter back. We'll see what they do with it.
It could be interesting. And there's a new Secret Origins ongoing coming out as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a cool idea because, I mean, I always dug those books, but I always knew the origins, so it was just a rehash. So I like the idea that with the new 52, where there's so much we don't know and we still don't know after 3 years, that the Secret Origins book, I think, will play a huge, huge role, you know, in showing us a lot, you know, kind of creating that timeline and hammering it down so that we know what's actually going on.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And I think Dick Grayson's in the first issue.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be cool then. Now I want to ask you, because it's been a while, what have you been reading lately? What do you like?
Forever Evil stuff. I really like Forever Evil. Forever Evil Arkham War I like a lot, with Bane running around as like a new Batman type of thing. The Rogue one is pretty good too. Arkham War, Argus, not so much.
Okay.
What have I really been reading that I really dug? I'm really liking Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Which is a
it's been fun.
Yeah, it's a character I really never cared for. But I like the idea that they've really kind of taken the fact that she's broken away from the Joker in Death of the Family and have run with that. And the first two issues have been really good. I've liked them a lot. I like the fact they moved her away and, you know, put her on her own, and I was surprised. I really was. The Zero issue didn't do much for me either, but issues 1 and 2 were really good.
I haven't read it yet, but how's Origin 2?
I haven't read it yet either.
Oh, okay.
I liked the first one, because I just, the idea that it was just Wolverine out in the woods with his wolf family was cool to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was 100% cool with that, but I haven't read the second one yet. Haven't had the opportunity.
Okay.
What else have I read? I'm really enjoying Justice League right now with everything that's going on with the Forever Evil, the Nightwing stuff, the origins of the crime syndicates, the latest issue with Cyborg getting his new body, and all of that stuff I really dug. Right now I'm enjoying Revolutionary War with all the old UK British Marvel UK characters
The
1990s, Motormouth and Captain Britain. I mean, I love Captain Britain, I always have, so I'm excited about that. Death's Head 2 and
to check that. Have I ever asked you about Afterlife with Archie?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So surprising.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I like it a lot.
Okay. Do you have any picks for next week?
I'm looking forward to Earth 2 Annual when we get the origin of Earth 2's new Batman and who he is and where his powers hopefully came from and stuff like that. Batman and Robin Annual I'm always good with because it's showing, from the looks of it, it's showing an old Dick Grayson story. What else was coming out?
A lot of annuals. World Finest, Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, Green Lantern Corps, I'll check it out. Green Lantern Corps hasn't been holding my attention on the whole. Neither has New Guardians, for that matter. Green Lantern itself does, for the most part. Red Lanterns definitely does. But Green Lantern Corps, I'll check it out, but I'm not 100% sure yet. World's Finest, I like. I love Power Girl, so I'll always check that stuff out.
Cool.
I've got the big crossover coming up with Batman Superman where they meet Huntress and Power Girl and find out, to my understanding at least, find out who they were on Earth too. So I think that'll be, I think that'll be a cool story.
Yeah, I can't wait to read that, actually. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's about all the questions I got for you, man. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no worries.
And for those of you listening, definitely come and check out Sketchbook Comics. It's one of the greatest stores of all time.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you some other time.
Thanks a lot.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.